Hello folks, this is Nilanjana and you are listening to Vitra, the Nisve podcast. Vitra in Navi means soul. And that's kind of apt because this podcast is for the old souls, the ones that like to take a minute to pause, reflect on the bigger questions in life, the ones that want to dive a little deeper and find more meaning in the lives that we lead. So let's get right to it. Hello and welcome everyone to the third episode of Vitra. And once again, we are going to be talking about one of those questions that doesn't seem to get a lot of screen time with us. So today we thought we would talk a little bit about goals, both personal and professional ones. So while on one hand, obviously all of us have certain professional goals and that is how we tend to measure success or progress in our lives. But I'm not sure if a lot of us put a lot of thought into thinking about personal goals, the kind of legacy we want to leave behind or the kind of impact we want to have on the world. And so I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about those things and also about if you do have personal and professional goals both, how do you go about balancing them out? Does it seem like they're going into opposite directions or do you actually seem to have some sort of a merger or a balance between the two of them? And so that's what this episode is going to be all about. And to talk about all of that, I have today on the podcast Deepak Bisht, who is a digital marketing expert specialist. I don't know what he likes to call himself. He's a digital marketing specialist. Let's just go with that at Nisve. And let's see what he can tell us about personal and professional goals. Deepak, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks.
And if you could just probably give a little insight as to who you are and where you come from, and then we can just like get into it.
Yeah, sure. First thing that I want to correct is, what I like to call myself is the chief joke maker. And yeah, that's what I prefer to call myself. And most of the jokes come from Nilanjana. So yeah, she's the muse. Inspiration.
I don't think we were supposed to talk about that on the podcast, but okay, I will let it slide.
Yeah, you have to. Let's talk about myself. Okay, I've been working for 3.5 years at Nisve. Before that, I completed my graduation from Delhi University. I graduated in Bachelor's in Management Studies. Born and brought up in Delhi. Typical city guy, you can say. That's pretty much it. Yes.
Okay. I think as we go on, we'll get more insights into you because that I feel is just the tip of the iceberg, what you present in your CV. And I think in the course of the conversation, we'll get a little deeper in there. But all right. So just to sort of get things started, why do you think it's important to have goals in the first place?
As you mentioned in your intro as well, goals is something that helps you measure. And then you must have like heard this Monday motivation or wherever, some quote which says that you can't measure, you can't improve. And I think life is just too important to be not improved, to just let it be. So yeah, that's why goals are important, I think. And yeah, I think, yeah, that was a good trailer I gave you there, probably.
Spoken like a true analytics guy. Okay, I think I sort of, yes, I do agree with you that it's sort of important to set goals in order to measure progress. But do you also think, sometimes I have this feeling that they just become this huge things that keep driving your life and you're sort of like working towards that one particular thing and that with like a very single-minded focus, let's say. And yes, being focused on your goals is a good thing, but does it also become one of those things where you're just moving in a particular direction and just not taking time to sort of sit back and enjoy or let things happen to you? Does it seem like a little bit off to you in that sense to just have that one definition of a goal?
Yes. Usually when we talk about goals, like you can let life happen to you or you can have goals and move towards them. So yeah, and we are like expected to choose one of them. But yeah, it's not like that. So what I think is there are some aspects of your life because there are just so many things as a living being that you do that there will be some aspects where you'll just let life happen to you, and there will be some aspects where you would want to move towards a certain thing which you want. So it's not a binary, so we should not consider it like you have to choose like either one of them. It depends all on like the context of your life. It depends on that and where you just want to like go laid back and relax, and the things where you want to just make progress with a single-minded focus. So yeah, that's what I think on this, that you don't really need to consider these as two binaries and you have to pick one.
I think it's interesting that the concept of a binary has sort of come up this early in the conversation, because I think that's something that's going to that's a motive that's sort of going to repeat itself throughout this entire conversation, I feel. And yeah, I mean, I guess there are some parts of life that you just want things to happen to you. So just to make things a little bit more interesting, what would you say is an aspect of your life where you would just want things to happen to you without having set markers or definitions of success? And what would be a part of your life where you want to put a goal and sort of work towards it?
I would say my love life is something where I would just like let it happen.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I guess that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, otherwise there's just too much pressure.
And so that means you don't like someone and chase them, you just like let things happen?
It's not like I don't chase, it's more like if I find someone, then obviously I'll chase them. But yeah, it's not like that I have to get someone.
So that's some unexpected insight. That's a very interesting sort of conversation or insight to have on the podcast. And I think that would be the same with a lot of people, is that that is one area of their life where they wouldn't want to, you know, set a goal or something like that. But then, like, what is an area of your life where you would have a set goal? And I have a feeling that you're going to probably move towards the professional side. But I would also want to find out if there's an area or aspect within the personal life itself where you would want to set proper goals, because yes, professional is something that a lot of us are already doing probably. So I would like to know if there's something on the personal end where you set goals for yourself.
So there are things related to creativity, and I have an interest in humor. So I've set for myself, like this year I'll go and try out stand-up, like at least do one open mic. So That is how, yeah, I've put it for myself in my personal life. It has got nothing to do with work. Yeah, though I at the beginning said that I'm a chief joke maker, but yeah, I do meaningful stuff at work. Not just that.
And nobody doubts that you do meaningful stuff at work.
This is an example of like something in my personal life which I'm like really, which gives me a lot of joy. So yeah. And I have set a goal for it. Like you mentioned, like in professional life, most of us do set like their financial goals, their goals with respect to upskilling. So yeah, those are there.
So you gave an example of one of the goals that you have sort of set for yourself in your personal life itself. And I think there are a lot of people similarly out there who set these kind of goals for themselves, like in terms of that one sort of passion that they have or interest that they have, and sort of going ahead and doing something with it. Like, for example, if I were to talk about me, I would say I like writing, I like storytelling, so I want to write a book and publish a book. So that's one of the goals that I have for myself. Let's say this is something that I want to do this year and have a plan of, you know, what are the stories that I want to write about, or by when do I have to publish it?
I heard that you have already written a book. Like maybe you are finalizing, I guess.
I don't know. We'll see about it. I mean, there was one that I did, and that sort of, I am not very sure about it now. So I'm working on a second draft. So it's going through a bit of a process there. Okay. But yeah, the goal is that to get it published at some point before the end of this year. Cool. So yeah, so people sort of tend to keep these kind of personal goals for themselves. But I wanted to sort of bring the discussion around to the fact that why is it important to have goals in your personal life? Like, because once we started the discussion, we talked about setting goals to measure progress. And most of that progress, depending on how we define success in our lives usually, and how most of us define success in our lives actually, is through where we are at work and the kind of position we hold at work, or the kind of skill we have, and then the kind of progress that we are making at work. That is how we sort of measure our success, and that is where a lot of our goals are concentrated. Mm. But when you set goals in personal life, what exactly is it that it helps you measure, or how exactly does that help?
Okay, so first of all, I don't really like this personal and professional like demarcation much, because I think that will be like another podcast on like work-life balance and stuff like that. But
okay,
so you do spend a lot of time on work. Like everyone spends like 8 hours on the job, and there is like commuting time as well. So like more than 10 hours, 10-12 hours every weekday you spend in a certain environment, in a certain mindset. And apart from that, you like sleep for at least 6 hours. I hope everyone sleeps. So 6 to 8 hours. So then you are just left with like 6 hours. That's your personal life. And then the weekend time. So, you know, just having this demarcation as to like, okay, these are my professional goals. Like I want to earn this much this year. I want to have like multiple sources of income. I want to learn a new language. Those things can be there. Other than that, what I feel is that because already you are like getting so less time for your personal things, like things outside of work, I would say. And if you like don't be very candid about it, time will just slip by, and after like a few years you'll just realize, okay, I could have worked on my personality, or I could have done things like outside of work which gives me joy, which is outside of work. Because every time if you're just too dependent on work for your you know, all your needs with respect to like finance and with respect to your, you know, motivation, joy, all of those things, and you don't have anything to look forward to in your out of work environment, then it just becomes very unidirectional. And we all know that things always don't go right at work. There will be times when everything will be difficult, and then in those times you'll have nothing to, you know, lean on. So that's why I think it's important to have like personal and professional goals. When I say goal, I mean like things you look forward to doing.
Okay, so you're saying that to think of them in terms of these two binary things of keep, this is one set of things that is professional goals and personal goals, to think of as completely separate from each other, very different set of things, is not really a helpful thing?
Yes, that is there. The main idea is that there could be aspects of your life outside of work which are which will not be related to work at all, what you are doing at work at all. But they do give you joy. They do give you happiness. You do get rejuvenated when you do those things. So yeah, just keep doing those things. Also, when you're just not like letting life happen to you outside of work, when you are like consciously thinking about it, what you are doing and all of those things, then you will also bring that thing to your professional, you know, mindset, or to your professional environment. And things always move faster or get better if you have people around you who support you in that. And so, yeah, it always helps if you have personal goals and you just bring them into your professional environment.
Okay, I think we sort of bundled a lot of different things in there. So we'll have to try to unpack that a little bit. I'm just starting with the first part of what you said, is that there are a lot of times when there's a lot of time that we spend at work and thinking about work. And if you don't cultivate a set of interests or a set of things that bring us joy outside of work, then we just let that work life sort of take over. And all our energies of finding meaning, like where we find meaning in life, just gets concentrated on work. And that is why we need to have something that is outside of work that brings us joy and that we are consciously pursuing. Let me know if I've gotten that bit correct.
That's mostly correct. I just want to add that it's like how you always want to have a backup plan, right? So it's like that. If one thing is not going right, at least there is some hour of your day where you are happy.
So let's say, I mean, if it were me, if we work in digital marketing, we work with a lot of different clients. And if for some reason a deadline is not being met, or there's a deadline looming right ahead, and we are sort of given all our energies to it and things have not gone well at office or not gone well at work. But for me, if I'm coming home and I can take out my paints and brushes, or I can just like take out a pen and paper and either I'm painting something or I'm writing something down, and that's completely unrelated to anything that I'm ever doing. But even if I had like a bad day at office, just maybe 30 minutes of sitting down with a pen and paper would, it sort of seems to erase a bit of all that. It is a lot of all that negative energy, actually. And is that something that sort of you have had happen to yourself too?
Yeah, that happens. So like you mentioned, in your case, it is like painting or writing. So in my case, it is usually going to something. As I said, these days I'm interested in humor more, like for the last 1 or 2 years. So yeah, going to something like that, like trying to write something or trying to find humor, like observe things from that angle. So yeah, that just completely reboots the mindset.
Okay, so all right then. So we've sort of established that having something outside of work that gives you joy and gives your life meaning is a good thing to have. And that is something great to cultivate. Now, if I'm coming on to the part about that you're consciously doing those things, and within those aspects of yourself, you're setting up some goals for yourself. That, let's say, if like I like writing and I that erases a lot of my tension, but I'm also setting goals for myself in that aspect, saying, okay, I want to get a book done or publish a book by the end of this year. Now, and now this is something that I've always sort of been in two minds about, as to like how do I act, what do I actually think about it, and I want to know what you think about it as well, is that if those are the things that bring you joy, that sort of get you out of that rote mindset and sort of let you relax a bit, does putting a goal up there not bring the same sense of urgency that you were sort of trying to get out of or break out of in your work setting?
Okay. Yeah, it could be true at times. One thing is that it is not always an urgency that gets you into a stress situation or a bad mood. It could be other things too. Second is that this goal that you set up for yourself in something that you like. So what it does is it gives you that this goal actually gives you that a sense of achievement or a sense of progress, which you might be lacking on your bad day at work. Like there's progress made or there's no sense of achievement. Yeah, you feel very low in yourself, those things. So if you have something like this, where you have a goal and you can see yourself making progress, so then that kind of acts as a cushioning at work things that happened, which did not go your way. So yeah, that's how it helps. I understand what you say in terms of like that hobby that you are doing outside of work, that process is itself a healing kind of a thing. But if you also have a goal in that, then there is also elements of achievement and elements of progress that you can, you know, tie that thing to, and that just makes it even better.
All right. So I think that's a very nuanced perspective on that, because I think that's something that I have felt myself, but probably not recognized it or not given much thought to it. That, yeah, if I'm working on a set of short stories, and yes, I do it for the liking of it or to forget about the negative or the bad thing that might have happened during the workday, but also finishing a story is a sense of achievement that takes you, okay, like one step closer to the goal of, you know, getting this whole thing done. And yeah, that sort of gives you a bit of an adrenaline rush. Then you're like, okay, something kuch to acha hua din mein, sort of a feeling, right?
Yeah. I don't want to like bring this, but yeah, productivity has become a huge concept, and like we are conditioned to consider it as like our god. So yeah, if you're not productive at work, and if you have something else outside of work where you have a marker towards which you are trying to reach and you make some progress, then that counts as productivity too. So either you can just you know, let go of the whole considering productivity as a god thing, or yeah, you can just have this thing where you can still make progress even if your 10 to 12 hours at work have gone really bad.
Yeah, I think that little hormone rush is, I mean, if you think about it, it's a very scientific, very clean cut and dried sort of a thing that we're just talking in terms of like hormone levels, but that's what seems to drive yeah. everything that we do at this point. Anyways, okay, so I think that's one very important sort of a distinction settled in the head. And even I was, I think, like that at one point, where you don't want to put any sort of goals on the things that you love, because then you feel it'll just become the same kind of a grind that you're used to in other aspects of your life. But then this perspective sort of gives it a whole different sort of a positive vibe to the whole thing, if I might say.
Also, I just want to add something that, the things that you really like, the goal does not have to be in terms of like a deadline, which gives you stress.
Okay.
So it could be just in terms of output. You do like more of it. So that is also a goal.
All right. I think you are relieving some anxiety for me, because you're always like, okay, I love doing this. I have to set a goal of this. People always tend to set up goals for themselves that seem grand or would seem grand to other people, without considering whether the goal is actually something that connects to them or not. And this is, I'm particularly saying in terms of like personal, I think it would apply to both personal and professional goals, but I have a feeling that we tend to set goals in terms of what would appear grand to other people. I don't know if that's something that you would relate to, but I have found myself doing that a couple of times. He set goals that would appear nice to other people.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That happens.
Yeah. So then when you're saying that the goal in your personal life doesn't have to be something necessarily that's in terms of like a deadline or something, but just set a goal for yourself to do more of it. And I think that relieves a lot of stress, that your goal doesn't have to be like this huge thing that, you know, that huge life-altering thing. It can be small things that just something gives you joy, just do more of it. And that's a goal.
I think that distinction is important, because otherwise if your goal just like feels like a deadline, then
it's no just point. More stress.
It just gives more stress.
Okay,
and so, you know, and like everyone knows like whether it's giving you stress or healing you. You can decide for yourself.
Cool. So that was the first part of sort of what we put together in the beginning. And then the second part of it was that you talked about you never know when you set a goal for yourself, once you are working towards that, that also gives you something to bring back to your professional life. And your professional life also sometimes feeds your personal goals. So I just want to get in there and sort of unpack that a little bit. So one is, you said that it lets you get something back into your professional life. So let's go a bit into there, like just maybe elaborate a little bit more.
Sure. I can talk about myself. Like last year, I just attended this program which was on environment and all of that, and that was like a completely personal thing, because I just felt like I have a calling for this thing, for nature and to conserve it, for environment and all of that. I just went for that, and when I came back, everyone at Nisfe was really excited. When I was going, they were excited, and they were thinking I'll just go to the Himalayas and meditate and whatnot.
I remember it was
none of that. We were in Palampur at Himachal, and the program was Ashastra. But when I came back, so everyone was excited as to like know what happened, what all I learned, and they shared that over like two or three lunch conversations. And what happened as a result was that while what I learned, I thought of practicing that in my personal life, but because of those conversations and bringing those learnings to Nisfe, Abhinav, who's the co-founder at Nisfe, what it did was create a Slack channel on sustainability. And then we started having discussions, our consumption habits, the plastics that we use, all of that. And what could we do, like how we can reuse things and repurpose things, all of those. So as an individual, I could do only so much, by minimizing things that I use, by minimizing my demands on the nature. When there are more people, when I shared that story with others, there more people came in who also connected with it. And then like, the impact has just gone manifold. So yeah, that's what happens when you bring your things from your personal life to the people you work with in your professional environment. I am sure you also have similar stories, like things that you want to do and then how those manifested by sharing them.
Yeah, I think I do actually now that you ask. I don't know in what class we were in. I think I was in 10th or 11th when there was this movie Lage Raho Munna Bhai that released, and there was Vidya Balan in it, and the movie starts with her going all good morning Mumbai. I had this whole thing that when I grow up, I'm going to become an RJ. And while I did go to media school and I did classes on, you know, radio and television and all of that. But the first time that I recorded a radio program in college and then we played it back and I heard my voice, and I was like, I literally ran out of the class saying, I do not ever want to hear my voice on radio or recorded, because it sounded awful in that moment, and it was like very screechy for some reason. It was awful, and that just sort of ended my dream of ever becoming an RJ. I was like, ye to nahi ho raha hai. So and that was like completely forgotten. It was out of my head and I had never reconsidered it ever.
I just want to, you know, let you know that you are saying all of this on a podcast, so people are listening to your voice.
I know. That's where bringing your personal goals to work sort of comes in, because this is a story of how sort of things kind of work out at the end. And it's more like, yeah, so I was very speechy and all of that. So I gave up ki RJ to nahi ho raha mere se, so forget about it. Then I came to Nisve, and I think 3 or 4 months into Nisve, I knew Nisve did a series of webinars for one of our clients and all of that. And someone else was managing that, but she decided to move out of the company. And then they were like, hey, would you want to do webinars? And I was like, this means getting my voice recorded. And I really, really do not want that to happen. But anyways, as with everything at Nisve, people were just super supportive and encouraging. And they were like, yeah, go ahead, do it. You know, how bad can it get and all of that. So I did the first couple of webinars and I was still not very happy with my voice and it was screechy and everything. But with time, things got better. And it got better in the sense I got over my fear of speaking to others online and also over my fear of that whole my voice is very screechy thing. And it was all just, and this was not even a case of me sharing that this was one of my personal goals or dreams or whatever, but it was more just a case of that you came with that thing in your head, and things that work here sort of worked out in a way that helped you explore some part of that. And then obviously that whole RJ thing, I mean, it was never to happen again. It's not like I'm going into that field again. But then when the opportunity for the podcast came up, and I was like, okay, this is like I said, digital age RJ, if anything, if nothing else. And I was like, okay, I mean, maybe I'm ready for this now after like a 3 years worth of webinars. Maybe I'm ready for this now. And here I am doing the third episode for the podcast. So yeah, things sort of work out in that sense that when you bring some of your personal goals and aspirations to work. And the reason why I say is because I would be still very scared to do the webinar, and I would sort of have gone ahead and say, no, I don't want to do it, if there wasn't this very small thing in my head that you did want to become an RJ at one point. So if I didn't have that personal goal, or if I had not brought in that small personal spark of motivation into this whole thing, then maybe I would not have done the webinar. So maybe I would not be doing the podcast. So yeah, bringing your goals into work does let you bring something extra to the work that you are doing, or makes you a better professional wherever you are.
Yeah,
I think
quite some examples.
Quite a few examples right from amongst us actually. And I'm pretty sure there'll be other people out there who have had similar experiences.
I just want to add, like, if you don't have similar experiences, it could be possible that, yeah, you are not bringing your, you know, personal self, like who you are, to work. So yeah, maybe try doing that. And if you think others in your team are not bringing their genuine selves, then maybe encourage them.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point that you brought up, is that if you've not had similar experiences where your professional goals are being helped along by people at work, or your your personal goals sort of bring in or enrich the person that you are at work. If you haven't had experiences like that, you might not be bringing your genuine self or your authentic self to work, or not maybe discussing or sharing your personal goals at work. And while that might be true, I would also want to consider if you know or have heard from your friends of other places or other workspaces that sort of are very open to allowing your personal goals into work. What has your experience been with regard to this in conversations with people outside?
Yeah, I don't see that very often, like this thing happening. Work is strictly work, and you know, like we said initially, like personal and professional. So that's like very strict demarcations out there, what I usually see. But yeah, there is one friend who is able to, you know, bring what she likes doing as a person to her workplace. She was able to, you know, probably start, you can say, new departments in her company, which aligns with her personal aspirations. So yeah, she was able to do that. And it's a multinational company with, so yeah, it can happen.
All right. That's a huge thing, actually, to be able to actually start a whole department where you work that sort of aligns with your own personal goal. And in our capitalistic current society, to be able to have a company that allows you to dedicate a portion of your time and resources into something that also aligns with your personal goals is probably very remarkable by any standard.
Yeah, and I think why they allowed is because the company does see the benefit of, you know, people bringing their general self and, you know, improving in things that gives them joy. Like, yeah, obviously happiness is directly related to productivity. So yeah, if you have happy employees, then yeah, office is more efficient.
Trust you to find a profit motive in that. I was just very happy with them being like all very social about it, and you brought in the profit angle, which I had probably not considered. But yeah, there's
this binary. I am against binary. This has been like my theme in this. Can't you just figure it out?
No, that's fine. I'm just saying I hadn't thought about it from that angle either. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it has to be an either or. It definitely can be both. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm speaking from, if there are any, you know, co-founders listening or team managers listening.
Yeah. If you let people bring in their genuine selves to work or personal goals to work, you might benefit in the overall scheme of things. Yeah. So, I mean, that's great to have a story like that. I don't think I have any stories from friends who have sort of been able to do something like that. I might have a few friends who have come across people at work who are on the same wavelength as them and who sort of align in terms of their personal goals. So while probably not at an organizational level, but at their own personal level, they have been able to team up and do things that sort of align with their goals. So whether that's at a very huge level or at a very micro level, bringing your personal goals and your authentic self to work sort of always ends up bringing out good results, I would say.
Yeah, completely agree. Yes.
Okay, so now that we have sort of come towards that point itself, I would just like probably touch upon, are there any points where the personal goal and the professional goal sort of aligns or merges into becoming one?
Yes. I have an example. As you know, like eventually what I think I want to be is social entrepreneur.
I just wanted to sort of pause there a little bit and ask if you could maybe spend a few more minutes into taking us through what exactly a social entrepreneur is.
It's like an entrepreneur, only just that you work towards a social impact, a positive impact in a community where which you see is deprived of something or is facing some issue. So yeah, it's like the merging of a business, for-profit business, and an NGO. So yeah.
Okay, so you are still working with the profit motive, but the market challenge that you are solving is essentially a social challenge.
Yeah, it's a social challenge that you solve. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Cool.
So yeah. So that's what I eventually want to be, though I do not really have that entrepreneurial flair that you say. So I'm not really like, I'm not very sure about it. But yeah, I want to do something on the lines of social impact. Yeah, this is something that I completely am sure about. So I just want to try out different things, like work with different causes and see what sticks with me, where my interest lies in and all of that. Yeah, people at Niswin know this. So very recently, an opportunity came. There's this NGO called Manzil. It provides education to kids. And the concept is peer-to-peer education. It's all like, it's been running for, I don't know, for at least more than a decade that I know. It could be 2 decades, but not very sure. But yeah. So for the kids there, what we did was there was some work that was coming in, and these kids are in like their first year of colleges, or like in their 12th, or just given board exams and waiting to enter college. So there was this opportunity for them to learn some marketing or coding skills that we have at our workplace, so that they are able to, you know, earn some money, generate some money, do some freelancing for themselves. So we just created a course for them, a module for them, which included trainings across WordPress, you know, all of these technical trainings and these marketing trainings as well, like content, how to write content, social media trainings, how to run social media pages, all of those. And I went to give one of those training sessions. So yeah, I got that experience because of, you know, Niswe, because of my workplace, because of Niswe, that I got that opportunity to go and volunteer for something like this. So yeah, that is, you know, an example of how this happens.
Okay, so you're saying it is definitely possible to have a kind of scenario where your personal goals and your professional goals, or at least the goals of the organization that you're working with, sort of merge. You have a very unique chance to sort of engage in completing or in working towards that personal goal.
Yeah. It's not that unique, or it's not that, you know, hard to get.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think this, you just have to put things out there. And even if not at an organizational level, you will, you might find someone. If you are putting things out there, you might find someone who is in that line as a person, like a colleague, just one colleague. So yeah, they might be able to connect you with someone. We as people help each other move forward, essentially, in the larger scheme of things. So yeah.
All right. So I think the whole theme that has emerged is, in your heads at least, do away with the binaries, whether that's the binary between personal and professional goals and, you know, things like that. And things that a lot of us usually think in terms of, okay, the personal and the professional are two very distinct sets that don't really mix well with each other. And the fact is that we have to probably let go of that binary and just probably think about them as goals. Whether goals that bring us new skills, goals that get us to more money and a better, let's say, a better designation at work, or just goals that give us joy. They're just goals. And once you start putting them out to other people, whether they're people you work with or whether they're people in your life, you just put those out and things sort of work themselves out to help you reach those goals.
Yes, yes. Things always tend to work themselves out. Yeah.
I think that's a very optimistic view of everything right now, especially in the moment in time that we are recording this, because right now outside it's as if the whole world has come to a standstill. Everybody's staying in their homes, and it's just a kind of scenario that the modern hyper-connected world has never expected. And so just even saying out loud that put things out in the universe and it will work themselves out feels like a act of rebellion at this moment.
Like you said, the times we are in, I think, yeah, there is just so less pollution. You put it out there, it will just go very easily. There will be lesser distractions for your message to, you know, reach wherever you want it to reach. Also, right now, you have got the time, I would say, to, you know, just take a stock of things and set goals, like what works for you. And that's sort of a thing.
Yeah, I think that's something very key to sort of think about. And one, if you are actually indeed taking this time to think about your goals and reevaluate where you are at and where you want to be. And most importantly, the kind of impact that you want to have going ahead. Maybe this is a good time to take stock of things and think about them a little bit. And more importantly, not just try to put deadlines onto things. Yeah, that brings us to a good close. Anything else that you would like to share or maybe speak about at the end?
Yeah, just stay safe. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's become very important.
Yeah, in context, the conversation we have had, I would just say, yeah, you would have noticed that being authentic has emerged as a key theme and like not thinking in binary. So yeah, those are the key things that you keep in mind. Everything else depends on entirely your context, your own personal context. So yeah, just go by that. You know yourself best. So you will be able to figure out what works for you. Yeah, that's it. I hope that was meaningful and soul satisfying.
I mean, it was for me. It was for me definitely, because I got rid of a couple of very set perspectives that I had in my head. And I think this conversation sort of opened up certain things in my head right now. And I'm hoping it was able to, in different parts, do the same for different people. Yeah, so I think that's all we have for this episode. Deepak, thank you very much for joining me today and for the conversation.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
All right, so that's it, folks. And we will see you again with another episode of Vitra. Till then, bye-bye.